This is the Coach Brew Show.
This is also the world's shortest podcast intro.
Everything matters. Welcome, everybody, to the Coach Brew Podcast. That's right. Everything matters. I'm sure someone's going to say, oh, if everything matters, nothing matters. If everything's priority, nothing's priority. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Let me unpack this for you. This concept of everything matters. So I just got back from a five-day trip visiting four colleges that my daughter was accepted to for next year. And these are schools that she's already visited, applied, been accepted to. And they're like the finalists. She's narrowed down her list. She's trying to figure out which one she wants to go to. So we saw four colleges in 4 days throughout the Northeast. And while on paper they may seem very similar, in reality, they probably are very similar. But because everything matters and the different touch points you have at an institution or within an organization throughout a day, what seems seemingly on paper very similar is actually quite different. So let me explain that. We went to one college on the first day, Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And first of all four of these schools are like private liberal arts colleges in the Northeast that are, you know, picturesque. They all attract a probably very similar student and type of student. So we go to Franklin and Marshall on the first day. And they are, first of all, if you work in the field of admissions or enrollment services or recruitment of any kind, you should just go visit that place and see how it's done right and how it's done well. They are so buttoned up, professional, and every single customer touch point is so on point and polished. They're like exhibit A on how to create a favorable, consistent, welcoming first impression and overall vibe at your organization. I say organization, not institution, because this applies to businesses too. So from the second you arrived in town, you know, there was signage welcoming you before you even got on campus. It's clearly marked. Once you got on campus, signage directing you to where you park, ample parking. It was convenient. There were people greeting you on every sidewalk at every turn, welcoming you with a smile, all dressed the same as ambassadors of the organization. Which begs the question, what are the first impressions when someone is coming to visit you and your business when they roll into town? Much less when they roll onto your campus or step into the building your office is in. What's the first impression? Are they welcomed? Are things clearly marked? Is it easy to find? Is there ample parking? Like, it was just very impressive. And throughout every touch point, throughout the day, things ran smoothly, on time, well labeled. They were respectful of your time, efficient, informative. Like, I could go on with superlatives all day to the nth degree about this visit. That's not the point. The point is, we often take for granted that we think things are well labeled, we're welcoming, the customer experience is convenient. We don't actually audit our own systems and services to find out, or we don't listen to the customer to see how well does this work for you. Is it on brand? Is your first impression consistent with who we want to be and how we want to show up? Because everything matters. So fast forward throughout that day, my daughter has a wonderful experience, falls in love with the place all over again. We go to the next school, and it was 45 minutes down the road. I won't mention the school's name. There's nothing inherently wrong with the place. It was just very vanilla. It was just fine. There was nothing that stood out as being wrong. They just didn't do everything quite as well as Franklin and Marshall. It didn't stand out as unique. It just seemed like every other institution of its ilk. So where are you in that picture? Do you stand out as remarkable? Do you have a unique selling proposition, a new unique value prop? Or do you just sort of fall into that same old kind of sea of sameness that most businesses and service providers in your industry or your market fall into? Like, is there no differentiator? And like, she could probably go to school at this place and be happy, and it would be fine. But the fact that there's nothing unique, remarkable, nothing jumps out at you, there's no emotional hook, sure makes it a lot harder for that place to sell itself and attract the right kind of people. Do you fall into that category? Or are you known for something specific and unique? I always say, like, the only place vanilla sells is in the freezer case at the grocery store. Yeah, vanilla ice cream. It's the only place it sells. You just, there's so many options out there for people. You can't afford to be vanilla is the takeaway there. The third school we went to, a very, very different, I could do a whole podcast on this. Is in a more urban environment, kind of on a hill behind a wrought iron fence in a city. And again, like, fairly vanilla, fairly welcoming, like, it was fine. But they did something very interesting. They said, we're not for everybody. It was almost like they were trying to talk a lot of people out of wanting to go there. They demonstrated how they're unique, and explained, we are not for everybody. Not everyone will be happy here. Not everyone will flourish or survive here academically. And they focused on articulating their very high standards. Was a scare tactic? Yes. At the same time, it probably was an attraction technique to attract the right kind of people. You know, the example I would give would be like the Marine Corps, you know? Not everyone wants the high standards that come with being a United States Marine. Not everyone's looking for that accountability or kind of code to live by. They didn't shy away from the fact that they have high standards at the school and it's not for everybody. And if you come here and you're not a fit, you're going to fail out. Like, they own that. They flew that flag. And while it wasn't, I don't think, kind of message that would really resonate with me, it works. Make no mistake about it, it works. And then the fourth school, on the fourth day, was very similar to Franklin and Marshall. And what I mean by that isn't necessarily academic offerings or that kind of thing. What I mean by that is wonderful first impression. I mean, just, I talk about in my book, Stadium Status, the whole concept of having like shock and awe in your marketing, adding a element of wow to whatever you do, whether it's selling a product or being a service provider. When you pulled, the second you pulled onto campus, there was an enormous group of, let's just call them student hosts or student ambassadors, holding up signs, blowing air horns, cheering, waving at the cars that were pulling in, you know, with signs that you know, welcome signs, just funny sayings and slogans. The mascot was out there in costume, waving, greeting people. Anyway, it's Connecticut College. They do a wonderful job of creating wow in their marketing. Shock and awe, standing out. But then, you know, that's not a standalone. It wasn't like, oh, everything else is downhill after that. Every touch point was very buttoned up and professional and scripted. And I don't mean scripted in an inauthentic, hokey way or reading from a script. What I mean by scripted is everything matters. Doing everything right and doing everything well. And, you know, one thing that always stood out to me about why winners win and the fact that everything really, truly does matter. There is a, I forget what year it was, and I forget who the opponent was, so forgive me in advance. But Nick Saban's Alabama football team's playing for the BCS National Championship. And it's bowl prep week, and you see, like, all the interviews with the coaches and the players. Well, the commentators were talking about how the night before the game... So, let me backtrack. Let's rewind that a second. Alabama wins the national championship that year. And after the championship, one of the commentators explains, you know, they leave no detail up to chance at Alabama, and that's a big part of the reason why they're so successful. And the case in point or example they gave was keep the kids out of trouble, know where they are. Both teams had their players go see a movie the night before the championship game, like at a movie theater. Well, the opponent, their coaching staff, let the kids just go see whatever they wanted. Nick Saban had to approve the movie that his team was going to go see. Of all the different movies being shown, which one reinforces our message and kind of does a nice job for 2 hours of articulating the mission that we're on while we're here? And I don't remember the movie they saw. I don't think you need to know the movie they saw. The point is made. Everything matters. Like, right down to what you're having your people consume, so to speak. You know, garbage in, garbage out. Quality content in that reinforces the message. And you get a better outcome. Am I saying the movie they watched is the single reason they won the national title that year? No. Of course not. But success leaves clues, and there are multiple factors that go into winning. That just happened to be one of them. So I share that with you as information, again, to illustrate how everything does matter. Every single touch point, your internal customers, you know, your players, your employees, the people inside the walls of your organization, every touch point with them matters. Every single interaction and touch point with your external customers matters more than you realize. And I think oftentimes more than we give a credence or credit to. We need to look at all the little things, because little things all add up and become big things. And that's my message to you. And I think it's no small coincidence that the two schools at the top of my daughter's list were the two schools. And I didn't talk to her about this. These are just my observations. They were the two schools that clearly demonstrated that they've got their act together and everything is polished and buttoned up from start to finish. So my homework assignment for you is to really kind of audit what you're doing and how you're doing it. Touch points, first impressions, second impressions, follow through after purchase or after the service is provided. Because everything, in fact, does matter, from your voicemail, your on-hold messaging, your email signature, whether or not your people are smiling when they're greeting someone who walks through your doors. It all matters. So share that with you. Happy to help you if you want some sort of customer or guest experience audit. I do that for consulting clients. And you can reach me at my website, coachbrew.com. Let's go to the Contact Us page. Anyway, there you have it. And there it is. Everything matters and why everything matters. And I gave you some how-to as well. So take that. Do with it what you like. And build on that. We'll catch you in the next episode of the Coach Brew Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Brew Show. If you're not currently subscribed to the podcast, sign up now on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. And for more information to turn your potential into performance, head on over to coachbrew.com now.